I will go ahead and call the public hearing for the proposed budget and property tax notice for December 7th, 2021 at 1900. At this point in time, it's opened up to the public as to anything that they wish to discuss or ask questions about.
Well, with that, Mayor and Council, I'll just go through the budget and follow along on screen or on paper. But as of right now, just under the totals column, we're looking at about 5.35% increase right now I have. So what I want to do, and I'll run through this and then we can check with the public if they have any questions or concerns as we go through. But one of the things I'm accounting for it, but also taking it out of the budget is the ARPA monies, which basically will go mainly towards lost revenues. One other thing we discussed, income in the general fund, is setting rentals roughly at about half what we normally take in. So you can see there, I've plugged in some numbers for rentals. I guess one thing to discuss would be, you know, we talked about council wages. We've talked about fire department officer wages. So that's just something too we need to discuss or what we want to do tonight. Thought process I'll throw out there is the fact that maybe not in 2022, but what I would suggest is looking at it in 2023, just for the fact that you could look at council increases and officer wages at the same time, because you'd have to change ordinance for council members. And we can change that anytime as long as it's before the next election. But that won't take effect, you know, even if we passed it last month or earlier in the year, it still won't take effect till 2023. So that's just food for thought. I've made adjustment for wages and health insurance. One thought process I have, I built some monies in here for the hiring of a maintenance guy and taking into account our current maintenance guy's salary split amongst all the funds. One thing I'd like to consider, as we discussed at the last meeting, is the reserves we have. Mm-hmm. At that time, we had talked half of it going to the sewer repairs for the riprap and the other half to reserves. My thought would be maybe is if we wanted to lower the taxes. And just another food for thought, but instead of moving half that to reserves there, of that $94,000, maybe taking some of that money and using it for to cover the wages from February to May for the new hiree. But that's just, you know, an item to look at, you know, for keeping the taxes down or reducing the taxes.
Well, how much does that lower it?
You know, what I would look is about take 10 grand out of there. And then that would almost lower it 2%. Not quite, but I think a 1% increase is 5,100 or something. So, you know, there again, kind of has been the ultimate question for about the past 3 years, legal fees. As you can see this year, we're at about 45,000. That's what I'm projecting. And then also for projections, I will update that probably like Monday. So then for our Tuesday meeting, or maybe I'll update that Friday maybe. So that way you have the weekend to look at it. And then you can see where our updated forecasts are of where we're going to be at the end of this year. So right now I have 30, but you know, ultimately, you know, if it goes to pre-trial and then to a jury trial, I mean, what are those costs? Are they 30, is 30 enough, or is it going to be 50 grand? I mean, that's what I don't know. I would hope we could resolve this before we get to that point, but I don't know. That's another, you know, item keep in mind. Then just highlighted items. The only real thing is changes have made is from last we discussed in general government buildings, there's the wages. With fire department, I believe the medical liaison is being added. Is that correct? For 450? Yep. So I've accounted for that. And there again, just, you know, increase in HFD salaries. That's something to consider because next Tuesday we'll be looking at setting the final budget. I've accounted for, you know, the iPads, monthly fee there. Talk to Steven, repairs and maintenance. Yeah. So we've adjusted, you know, I suggested about 2,000 at last meeting. Steven thought keep it at 3,000. I mean, right now, past few years, why it's down is we've had new radios and pagers. And now we could be getting to the point where we could mount to a few repairs over time. There again, city contribution relief, that would all be dependent upon if the city was going to grant an increase to the pension for relief. Streets, there again, maybe adjustments. Have nothing in there for equipment and capital overlay, but we do have planned to do a couple streets next year. And that will come out of reserves mainly, as we discussed last meeting. So we'll be using reserves and then LGA monies as we have in the past. We'll just continue down that path. Also got seal coating, crack sealing in there for Jacob Street and Donald Avenue. Parks and Recs. So it looks like two will probably, as well as hiring a maintenance person, will be hiring a new part-time person. You know, and I'm hoping we can get someone. It's just my little bit of concern because we're only looking at about 15 hours a week for 20 weeks. We have been paying 12. I have 15 in the budget. I don't know if council's comfortable with that. I mean, the problem is now we all know you basically can get 18, 17, 18 bucks anywhere. So
that's something. Yeah, but with this job, you get all the vitamin C you want.
Exactly. You know? It's a hamburger. And it's free.
Yeah.
It's a part of the benefit package. And then repairs and maintenance, what I got in there is for the park lighting, and then maybe we'll have to have someone look at that rock. I don't know what that's going to take. But I have 3,000 set aside for that. We've looked at the bandstands, about the only building I think left that we need to re-roof, but we're good. I mean, I think we need a couple more years out of that. So they're just $6,000 now, but, we got to add another 1,000 for inflation. So, and then what I have in the budget for the community hall for repairs and maintenance there is we have for the driveway to get done, the fence to be chain link fence to be put up, and the steps. Other things we discussed was redoing the wood floors, which would probably be, I'm going to guess, another $8,000 to $10,000. And that would just be a light sand and resurface. The other things we talked about was doing the coat room, and I'm guessing that probably be about, $3,000 to $5,000, I guess, depending how motivated or how handy our current or new maintenance person is. I think that's a job we could try to do in-house.
Yeah.
You know, at $3 a square versus $7. Because it's such a small area, and that could just be a, you know, the old click clack flooring, and we can get that done for a little cheaper. But those two items aren't in there, redoing the floor and the coat room. So there, again, if we want to add that into the budget, you're probably looking at probably about another $15,000 for that, for them two items. You know, so all in all, with the general fund, I have been talking to, we'll make the transfer at the end of this year. As you can see here for the demo of the tower, I have talked to our engineers about to get going on that. So when spring comes, we can take that down. I've closed out the PFA loan now. So I think they have everything they need to close that out. So that should get closed out here shortly. And then if you recall, we kind of had to wait till we got those monies closed out and secured before we could. But engineers are going to check on to make sure we can move forward with that too. So so we'd roughly have about $40,000 for that. With that, with the demo of the tower, we'd also be looking at redoing a little bit of piping too. So that way we can get some of that piping down below frost, because some of that too is exposed too. And we'd like to be able to redo that and get that done properly, where we don't have to have a heater in there. Right. So all in all, I mean, you'll see, you know, we're showing a net income of $27,354, but really that's those ARPA monies. So we got through 2024, I believe, to use those monies. And I'm still working on, it's kind of vague, some of the wording. So I'm struggling a little bit with it, what we can all use it for. I mean, I know what's clear is that for lost revenues, they spell that out, but there's also things in there for improvements. And I'm like, well, does riprap help? You know, can we use that for riprap? So I've been looking at a few other things too to help out with that, the riprap improvements we need to make. But for now, I'm just taking it out, not accounting for it, because we don't got it tied to anything. So, you know, like I said, with that, with the general fund, then we're looking at about 0.35% right now. Then we get into what I want to do is, you know, with the water fund. Oops. You know, I've made the adjustments, like I said, for the wages. And the big thing there is hopefully, you know, I have that $40,000 in there in the budget to show that for the demolition of the tower. And then we're still looking at utility billing programs, and I'm still trying to get a definitive answer on if we can use those ARPA monies for that, for the utility programs too. So I hope to have that by next Tuesday, at least a little more leniency on that. If we can use those monies, that'll help the water fund a little bit. But really what we got is, what is the Cadillac program, Tamara? $10,000?
Unilink.
Is it $10,000?
It's 8,000 set up, 400 a month.
Yeah.
I put together a spreadsheet and still working on it before, and I have a fifth company I'm looking at as well. I'm putting together like what each one has and the costs and stuff for you guys to see next week.
It our current program is, I don't know, it just feels like it's 20 years behind. These new programs allow everybody to go online, set up an account, see their bill history, usage, everything. The only problem with it comes with a price tag. Because with that, we're looking at what, $200 to $400 a month is what the fee is for now, that.
Unless we go with the one that I looked at today, which I don't know how they can get away with it, but it's about $600 a year. And only $1,600 to set up.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of great stuff. But I just, I wonder what's the catch. Seems too low.
Well, it seems all right because we've gotten what New Germany's using that same. They switched to this UV Max, and we got prices from them. So that was ours is a little more because we're a little later in the game. But
a small company based on the owner's house. So I don't know. I've been told a few questions to ask and inquire about stability of the program, downtime, if there's a maintenance schedule and stuff like that. Where everything's being housed in terms of the servers in this house, you know.
Because what would be nice is maybe to get a little public input too, which, you know, they're lined up to get in here. But, you know, it is beneficial if we get people, you know, are they willing to pay for that service? Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. They're the ones, you know, footing the bill for it. I mean, because if it's $400 a month, you know, it's another $5,000 added.
Is there a monthly fee now?
No. But there's no online access. There's no, what we have now is a tenth of the features that we can provide. But, you know, what I'd like to know is the consumer willing to pay an extra couple bucks a month on their water bill to have those features. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. Me and Tamara would love them. You know, but it's just, I also look at the other aspect of it. $5,000 a year for a program. You know, normally you think I pay $5,000 for the program mm-hmm. and it's mine, but now you're paying, you know, because I'm sure that you're paying for them for hosting servers and data and everything. And yeah. So we found that's $200 to $400. And then does that include service? Like for us, you know, if we have questions or what, or is there another fee? Or that's just, yeah. So, which you look at it, what are we paying now? $1,200?
Yeah.
You know, a year for service? For, yeah.
To be told, well, you're 3 years behind on your program. Really? Why?
So, you know, the $200 wouldn't be a big impact then. It wouldn't be a big change. No. It's just the $400, I'm like, you know, a little, you know, it's like, you know, do we want a Cadillac for the city maintenance guy to drive around? Or? Can he live with a Chevy?
Sorry.
So Tamara's putting that spreadsheet together and we're trying to cram in as many companies as we can. And we're just going off what the other cities are using is this BSNA and then this UB Pro. So that's really all I need is kind of to tie up the water. Sewer, same things there again is, you know, I have nothing in here for riprap because I'm kind of hoping we have some prices for the 14th meeting to see, you know, what we're looking at. And then, you know, we've already agreed, we're gonna, you know, if we're in agreement yet to take half that reserves, which would be about 40 some grand to put towards that. What was the estimate again? 170, was it? Gosh, it was quite a bit.
Somewhere's not
there. Yeah. I'll add that in here in the quotations. But what I'd like to do is when we get those prices in, when we get the bids in, then I'll have a ballpark of what we're looking at. Then I'll work with the engineers on putting together a 3 or 5 year plan to complete, you know, everything out there. And then the nice thing is talked with Kurt Reitz, who helps Greg out with water and sewer. So he'll be able to cover us if we don't get someone that doesn't have their water or sewer license. So he's agreed to stay on with us for next year. Because he's getting close to retiring too. So the only problem is like if there's no experience in water and sewer, it's 3 years to get your water license. You know, to get your Class C. I mean, D is just 1 year, but you know, the nice thing is I have my D. So if we could get we get somebody with water, that'd be awesome. You know, then I could just sign off on the reports. They can do the field work. I mean, we'd be covered, but the big one will be getting someone with water. But the nice thing is
Kurt's agreed to stay on, so I have his wages computed into sewer fund yet. And then stormwater, really, there's not much activity there. There's just there are minor things each year. One thing that's not really related, but kind of bugs me. I don't know if you've seen the emails for the land that compost lot that we purchased.
Yeah.
And I had the attorneys draft the deed and file it and everything. But didn't get filed under, and I don't know why the county just doesn't assume, you know, say, oh, City of Hamburg and takes that as tax exempt. Or why our attorneys didn't tell us that. So if you couldn't tell by my emails, I was a little upset by that.
Yeah.
So we're on the hook for $392 in taxes next year that we shouldn't be paying. Honestly, I'd like to bill it back to our attorneys. So just the other thing with that, what I want to go over is I create this spreadsheet. For utility rates. So the big thing I do is I got up here, you can see all the years, all our rates, where we're at. What I try to do is keep it simple, is just showing. Now this is assuming everybody pays their bill, these revenues. So when they don't, if I don't hit my projections here, it's because people didn't pay. So what you can see is where we're at with proposing a 2% increase in the water rates, and roughly that would just be the the monthly fee. You'd see we take in roughly about $199,000. And then I try to do down here is what we got in expenses for each two for the water. So we're at about 198. So about a 2% increase would get us 5. The nice thing is next year, 16.2 is freed up. We make the final payment on the wells. And then in 2024, the big one, which is about 67,000, will get freed up after 2024 when we make the final payment on the water treatment plant. So then we can kind of start backing off, on increases in the water fund. But with that, like sewer to get, you go back up there to see sewer here now, which is right here. Let's see if I can get it where you can see it all. Yeah. So, sewer, I've even increased the rates, 8-9%. We're still, revenues at about 73. Our projected expenses are about 80. But you can take, no, I have a color for that, never mind. So there you can see where, the sewer fund is healthy though. There's about $300,000 in there. But it's gonna take probably, 110 to $120,000 hit with the repairs needed out there. So dang near cut that in half. But that's something we'll have to do, because in the past, what we've done, we haven't raised sewer rates, where we've been raising water rates, at about a 4% clip for every year. Now we're kind of starting to level off a little bit with water, but now sewer needs a little help. And we're still good cash flow wise. You can see even with increasing them 8-9%, we're still at $300,000 in that fund. But like I said, we haven't accounted for that 120, so we're still at about 180.
And some of these hits that we're going to take in these enterprise funds are their needs that we have. It's not like we want. With the water tower, we needed a new water tower, and that thing was 108 years old, holes in the top.
Yeah,
almost was a bird bath essentially.
Splash pad.
Yeah. And then if you've gone out to as the pictures we showed at the other meeting, the ponds are in bad shape.
Well,
we don't do what we want to do, we could be facing much bigger dollars.
Yeah, we'll be facing millions if we don't correct the erosion issues.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody does ask, and these really are needs, these aren't, we're not looking to increase these funds because we want to toilets or
you know
old sink.
When setting a budget, I just remember a guy I used to work with on the side, even working here, another city administrator. And he always said, just remember to tell people when you're setting your budget on especially needs versus wants, you have to look at your budget, not at other towns. You know, and that's what we're facing here. And I think one thing the council's always done a good job is looking at needs versus wants. And a lot of times, you know, these increases come from needs, not wants. And, you know, and I get water rates are high. I do. I mean, it's frustrating. But, you know, to put it in perspective, when we've done over the past 10 years, we've done $4 million in improvements divided by 215 accounts. You know, it puts it into perspective, at least for me, when you do a little math. But yet there were needs. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at. And myself, along with the auditors, we would continue to monitor. You know, one thing I like to do is kind of watch that cash flow. You know, and somebody asked, why you got so much money in the sewer fund? From what I understand, ever since I've been here, there's a lot of money in there because they refinanced some bonds from the sewer many years ago. And all that money, you know, went into the sewer fund for what we're dealing with right now. So that's what should be done. So, you know, like I said, you know, what we're looking at is 5.3 right now. Increasing rates, you know, 2% just for the base fee. And all that, you know, so, and then 9.55 and 8.5%, we can go more, but what it shows you is for the rates for next year, so it'd be about $3 a month. So we've always tried to keep a minimal impact. I know it's up and I know people would like to see it go down, but you know, I'd also like to see new car prices go down, electric, natural gas, et cetera. You know.
Well, once we get through a few of these things that we've been working with, the water tower, the you know, the ponds, once we get those under control, there'll come a point in time where that number can inverse itself and then
and
start tracking back in a different way. I don't know if we'll ever get to, like, when I moved to town, when I only paid a water bill once a quarter. And then, of course, the Met Council decided we needed a special water treatment plant.
Yeah, due to new limits.
Yeah. So as long as the Met Council doesn't jack that up, we should be fine going forward.
You know, because a big concern we have to watch for, and I think this month, the final, bulletin or whatever is going to come out on it is the lead services. I'm a bit concerned about that one because I have a feeling there's going to be no money behind it. It's going to be another unfunded mandate for cities. But some of the research I've done and looked at is that we can add some polyphosphates add some polyphosphates to our plant that align the pipes to minimize, you know, the impact of the releasing of lead. We can do that, and that's going to be our cheapest route. But now, I don't know, because they're doing it by population, how they're coming out and saying you got to replace this percentage, and it's by population. So I'm hoping they can keep it how it is, where we could just do the polyphosphates and not have to go out and dig up half our pipes. And I mean, I get it. I get the whole green movement and health movement. Where's the money coming from? It's always the ultimate question. I mean, there's no way small towns like us, they could tell us that, oh, by 2025, you got to replace half your lead lines. Well, it costs millions. I'm talking millions.
I'm in a $7 billion surplus.
For that, I'm sure. I heard it was going for childcare, so start having kids.
No.
So, you know, that's just a good overall. So now I just, you know, basically, public's got anything they want to add or council, things you want to look at. Like I said, you know, kind of some open-ended things are the fire department wages, determination on that, what we want to do with that, the relief association, and then maybe how we want to handle some of those reserves. If we want to keep with what we had said at last meeting, or if we want to look at using that for other areas. You know, so like I said, roughly you'd be looking at about $3 a month increase. Now, don't quote me on that. That's per a user that uses 4,000. Now, if you use 8,000, it's, you know, your rate's going to be a little more. Right. So, and that, the average, I think the average, what we average is about 3.6 per account.
3,600.
I think, you know, as you go around monthly and check your smoke detectors and your water whatever softeners. Else, you should check your water softener and your toilets.
Make sure they're not running.
We've run into some dandies the past year.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Just from his toilet?
That was from his water softener continuously running for a month. Oof. So just a word to the public. Keep your ears to the floor. You know, because I got kids, so I'm constantly going around turning lights off and checking things, so.
Council, any direction you want to give staff to take a look at between now and next Tuesday? Next Tuesday is when we get to set the final in that. Nothing tonight is going to be set in stone. That's what our next meeting's for, but if anybody, if you guys have anything, just got questions, thoughts. I know Steven's got fire department stuff, so I know that part. We've got that one going to be probably discussed more in detail at next Tuesday's conversation.
Yeah, I basically just came in case there was any questions you guys wanted to answer.
Also, any questions for Chief since he's sitting here?
So just a quick little, what I had Jeremy print off, Mayor Lund, you requested a letter, basically what we're looking for and why. So that's in there. And also, I included her, Councilman Tracy, what some other departments in our area that are closest to us as far as size, call volume, officers. So that is update as far as 2021. So on the far left-hand column, it tells you which town. That number alongside of it is how many calls they've ran so far this year. And then it just goes along down the list. And I think on the back of it, I think it's the way it printed out on the back is what each department gets for their retirement.
So New Germany doesn't pay their officers. They just jacked up their pension away every kind of compensation.
Their pension just happened this year. So
gotcha.
Okay. The chief, I don't know how long it's been, just the chief. That's been getting paid, but obviously, like I said, none of the other ones are getting paid that way. I reached out to Green Isle, and they were the same way. They only paid the chief. And they were, I think they were at $1,200 for the chief. Officers got paid. But I just left Carver County in here so you guys can kind of see what it is. Every department that had full-time positions, I just kicked them all because they're quite a bit east and they got a lot more taxpayers. So their numbers are quite a bit higher. Mm-hmm. So I left that out, not that they didn't want to move the pot at all. So.
Yep. Yeah. thanks for putting this together. Like I said, it's just, it's hard to
visualize
it. Yeah, it's like, you know, like,
I'm reprinting that for you in landscape format. That might help you.
I made some notes.
You look at it on your tablet or your smartphone on that, it's easy to see.
Yeah,
like it's, and that one's right here. Yeah, you got to lay it out right there.
And then Jeremy printed up, but I put the pair of cost analysis in there one more time in case there's no problems. I don't know if you printed that off, but I can definitely have it available to you guys next Tuesday as well.
No, that was good to see again too. I think that's been Chief Anderson, or that was a long time since I've seen those numbers.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for putting this together. This helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Well, that's your guys. Feel free to hang it on your fridge. Bedside table.
Any questions for the chief or anything else, chief?
I do have one question for you guys. And I talked to Jeremy about it. Sorry, maybe this is one for next meeting. So we were talking about leftovers. So would that be for here or next meeting?
We might as well throw it out there now. So
me and Jeremy were talking the other day. We were kind of going over the fire department budget, seeing where we sit, just kind of coming up to end of year here. And I asked him what happens to our leftover budget monies. And he says it goes back to the general fund. So if we don't use it, you know, it can get used towards whatever we see deems necessary. My question to council is, instead of putting it into the general fund, can we put it towards like a fire truck CD or a fire equipment fund? So saying down the road, we have to make a big purchase, whether it's air packs or something like that. There's some money, you know, basically sitting in like a savings account or along that. So if we have to make a big purchase, all of a sudden, you know, so we get four air packs that go down, you know, at $1,500 a piece, and we need to replace them. Now, we might not have the money for it, but more towards, like I said, the truck replacement fund. So I know as years keep moving, we're going to keep replacing trucks. It's just stuff gets older, we replace it. But if we have, you know, an extra $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 left over at the end of the year, instead of just throwing it back in the general fund, we can put it towards fire-related stuff. So we do need to purchase for a truck that helps alleviate the burden on the taxpayer. It's not all of the city or the townships. We say, hey, we put this $10,000 in here over the years, put that towards a truck or other equipment. So talking to Jeremy about it, he thought it was a good idea. So he's kind of get your guys' thoughts, what you think about it.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it sounds. Because what were we doing with the last truck? Wasn't there a fund?
Yeah.
And are we continuing to put money into that fund, or did that just kind of?
Not right now, because we've used that where that money we were putting away to make a payment.
Oh.
So then once that payment comes off, I believe it's 23. I think it's 2023. Okay. Then that money then automatically will dump into the equipment CD for future replacement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's kind of the concept at least I've kept it that as long as I've been here. So, and it seems to work.
Yeah.
So I know as of right now, like our radios and pagers are getting to the point where we're all caught up with new stuff. And same with our air pack bottles. We're all caught up, I think, except for one of our air pack bottles. There were $6,000 a year going towards our air pack bottles. They're $750 a piece. Jeremy had put that, I think it was this year, basically into fire equipment fund. Well, our radios are going to be up to date. So that's $13,500 that can be put in that equipment fund as well from here on out. In 2023, we're looking at starting replacing our air pack frames. So the bottles have a 15-year shelf life. If you go and get them flow tested, once they reach that 15-year life, they just drill a hole and they won't even test them. And then they're done. So we got all our bottles replaced before that happened. But the frames, so that's what holds the bottle, our shoulder straps, all the components that basically hold the bottle, they're starting to deteriorate quite rapidly. So we're starting to look to put money away or look into getting grants and stuff to buy new ones. And those are like $1,500 a piece, if not more. The newest, if you want to call it update, for the air pack frames comes in 2023. So we're looking to hold off until then before we start purchasing. And hopefully if we can roll over leftover budget money or like line items that we have into an equipment fund, when we don't need to purchase some of them, we have a chunk of change that we can start with, along with whatever grant monies we can come up with by then. So to replace all the air pack frames for the fire department, I think it comes up to like $90,000, maybe something like that. I don't have sure numbers, but it ain't cheap by any means. It's definitely not something we can do at once, unless the grant guys look down on us and, you know, help us out. But so yeah, I thought me and Jeremy talked about it, and he thought it was a good idea. Just wanted to see what you guys thought.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, I don't think it's something that happens right away this year, but for the following years after this, it kind of put it in place. So if I'm not chief, whoever is, you know, that's just kind of the way things go.
Yeah, it'll find a home. So might as well start saving.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is just make sure we make that enterprise fund broad enough that it covers all of the items.
Right, right.
You know, last thing you want to do is get an enterprise fund that's too narrow.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think we ran into that a little bit when we had the health in the park or whatever, the HIP committee or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their enterprise fund was very narrow.
Yeah, I always try to keep it vague so that way you can cover the whole, you know what.
Yeah. Well, council, any other thoughts or public?
There's nothing else on the budget. Just the other thing, remember, we had the public hearing for setting the fees. The only thing, I think I added that in there with the budget. I'll pop it up here. But the fee schedule. And the only changes, obviously, would be is I would plug in the water and sewer here to the new rates here. One thing I need to look up quick for next meeting is what we're paying for pound for pop. I'll try to find that out. Last I checked, it was 72, but I haven't checked since inflation has skyrocketed. So, and then just other thing to consider is, before COVID hit, I wanted to up, I think, the hall rates. I don't know what council's thoughts are on that now with their current situation. I'm hoping this is going away and we can get back to normalcy, but
I'd leave it where everything's at for now.
I agree. It's because, I mean, the kind of the comment we always get is how cheap it is for a wedding, but you know, what rate's at now? So it's like $800, $750 for a resident. You know, in a lot of places are $1,000+.
Well, not that
for our size.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing.
Plus you get a lot of really, you get a lot of flexibility with renting our hall.
Yeah.
You go into our city to the north and one of their facilities, you have to use a certain bar and you have to use certain vendors to cater in the food, so we don't do any of that or ask for any of that.
But they do, from my understanding, they do set up and clean up. But we don't have some
Yeah.
I cleaned up everything. I mean, they do have ACs. I mean, they have. They do have that. On us.
Yeah.
But
I think I just leave the same, just for now, just to see.
I just don't know what's going to shake out here. I mean,
right.
Our cases are higher than they've ever been.
I know.
I don't know what's going to happen yet.
I just don't think they'll shut down again.
I don't think they can afford to. Politically, I don't think they can.
It is an election year.
Yeah.
Next year. So
I suppose the only other thing you'll have to get up there to update it is whatever the mileage reimbursement is.
Not yeah.
A lot of us are doing mileage stuff right now anyway because.
Yeah. And right now, I'll probably set it as IRS rate.
Yeah.
Because it never comes out till January. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have we released our barrels yet or not? Is gas coming down or sure hasn't moved, but it'd be interesting to see what they do. You know, because gas is up.
We don't have to change the election, Judge.
No, unless you're looking, how do we pay now? For 10
more.
So.
It's line 21.
I guess that's something. Do we want to consider paying more than 10 bucks an hour? I mean, we went from, what, 7 something, right? Minimum wage for like a lot of your jobs, and now it's like minimum
wage 15.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, how much of that? I mean, how much does that cost us? I mean, we would up that. I mean, what are we?
You know, you figure they put in about 8-9 hours each judge.
Okay.
6 judges.
Training and here, or
are you
providing all training
at
the time?
Usually it's 1 hour training because we won't have presidential now 2022, so it'll be less. So, in 2022, we'll have presidential again in 2024. That's a lovely thing, too, is when they did that to handle it at the cities. That's another cost to us because. Now you have 3 elections in presidential years. And you were going to ask, have you been having trouble finding judges? Knock on wood, last election was, that's the most election judges I've ever had.
Really?
It was weird because usually I'm begging for 1 or 2 down the stretch and here we turned 1 or 2 away.
Look, I'm going to go out on 11th, say in 2024, and you'll have a plethora of judges to choose from. Just based on the hostility coming into that election. Just guessing.
You might
just need to put it out there.
You might need security.
Budget for that. I might have to agree with you.
You might have to hire the fire department to stand guard.
Which maybe at that point in time they can lower the hourly wage per hour down.
Just the presence of authority.
So just another thing to look at, consider. Many of the other things, I don't think, you know, I mean, liquor licenses, we're covering our fees. And like I said, salaries, we can, won't be able to go in effect till 2023 anyways, for council anyways. Everything else kind of covers our costs for the items we all have on here. You know, or just take a look if you think there's something else we should add.
Go up with line 28 and 29, or 27 and 20.
So that would be if someone doesn't mow their lawn. And
okay.
We get it. Problem is, it should be more than that because we got to attain an administrative search warrant, which I don't even know what that would cost.
It costs.
I know.
Well, I do $185.
You know, and that's just manpower. And then if we had to use our equipment, then we have that rate of 110. And maybe we could add hourly rate plus cost of search warrant, administrative search warrant.
Yeah, that would probably be good. We should be recouping those costs. We should be taking those on. And would there be any objection that anybody would have for line 29 to move that to 50?
With that, what we have to charge, if I remember right by statute, is we can't charge more than my hourly rate.
Okay. So
that's about. Like make 150.
No, I thought 50 would be a good start.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, same with like copies. I don't think you can go more than a quarter. You know, like a lot of these things now, like copies of ordinances, planning, you know, financial, whatever, it's all digital now. So it's not like it.
Right.
Right.
Now I just, yeah. You know, if it takes me less than 5 minutes to do, I don't charge. You want a paper copy? Well, then I'm going to charge you.
Council, anything else on the fees?
One other thing, going back to Chief, for the para account, as far as being like 116% and 108% funded, do we know, or do we have any way of knowing, like, I'm guessing they're investing in really safe bond type things, like, do we have like a history of kind of what that's done over time?
I could probably get it from Sharon. I called her today and she's on her medical leave, so that all entails. I have to email her and see if they got it.
Yeah, just curious. I'm guessing it's not a volatile account. I'm guessing they're pretty conservative, but it'd be nice to see just for comfort level
here
as far as looking at
it. It's just simple, what's their 10-year average rate of return?
Yeah, something like that. 1, 3, 5, 10, however they have it done.
You know, and then just what they're investing in, or, you know, Bitcoin or. Need to know.
Hopefully, Pfizer.
Yeah, Pfizer, Moderna, which one?
If possible.
Yeah, be a good visual.
Council, anything else? Otherwise, I think we've given some direction to staff and beaten this up pretty good. And we'll just come back next Tuesday and put a bow on it.
Sounds good.
If there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Councilman Tracy, I move to adjourn the public hearing.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moving second to adjourn the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Boever, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We are adjourned at 1954.